Blog Talk Radio.
We are at show 28. It is December 9th. Let's see, 16 days till Christmas, 2 weeks, 2 days till Christmas, or since it's Tuesday night, 2 weeks and 1 day, because you're not actually going to shop on December 25th, so you got, what do we got, about 15 shopping days left until Christmas. So I am a BN, my size is BN. Anybody that wants to buy me anything for Christmas, it's BN. I'm going to let you figure out what BN stands for, but that's my size. But welcome to the Madden Voice. It is me, Commish T, or EAFL Commish, depending on, you know, your mood. I am here, and we will be here for, the show goes 2 hours, and I always say we may not have enough material the last 2 hours, but then I end up going over 2 hours. So we'll try to finish on time tonight. We'll see how it goes. But we are here. I want to say thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show. And, you know, we're proud that once again, for another week, we are the number one Madden show on Blog Talk Radio, and that's based on listenership. And we have more listeners, Madden listeners, than any other show, on Blog Talk Radio right now. We're proud of that. You know, I counted up the shows that started after we started, and all of the shows that started after hearing us or finding out about us, and it was 7 shows that started actually after us. So, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, so we're quite flattered. But nevertheless, despite all of the competition, we are still maintaining our number one status in the Madden community and the voice of the Madden community, thus the Madden Voice. If you want to call in, the number is 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. Of course, you can find us on Blog Talk Radio at /EAFL Madden. And do yourself a favor and check out some of our archives, particularly the last 2 shows. Last week's show had a really good conversation on the air with Philly Ron from VG Sports, and also associated with the Game Time Philly crew, with NJ Rod from the New Jersey Ballers crew, and hosts the monthly King of the Couch tournament. And we're expecting some more information on how that tournament went. And from TNT, and let's see, his site escapes me, so someone's going to have to remind me. Sorry, TNT, but someone's going to have to remind me what his site is again. I'm kind of just walking in off of my job right onto the show, so I don't have that in front of me. But a real good conversation about the tournament scene, and so check that out. It was very insightful. And we'd like to think that while, you know, it may have been a bit tense here and there, that ultimately there was some good information out of that, and that it would lead to some outcomes. Madden University, thank you for that, Madden University. We also had some people call in from the Madden School. I had not heard of them before, but it seems like a good group. And we want to thank them for their support, for calling in and supporting the Madden Voice. Like I said, I had not heard of them before last week, but certainly seems like a group that takes Madden seriously, and we appreciate their support on the show. And also heard that they had said some nice things on their site about us, so we appreciate that. And we return the favor by sending a shout out to the Madden School. So thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Again, if you want to call in, it's 347-838-9525. You can catch me on America Online. I'm on right now at EAFL Commissioner. That's EAFL Commissioner. And if you want to just send an email, it would be the Madden voice at EAFLMadden.com. Feel free to shoot me an email and say anything you want. Say you don't like me. You know, get me going. Wake me up. You know, tell me what's going on out there in the Madden community that we don't know about. We got some guys that keep up with a lot of things, but maybe there's things we don't know about. When's the next tournament? When's the next contest? What's going on out there? Share it with us. And while we're talking about tournaments, I do want to take a minute and congratulate Primetime Surfer. He's a member of the EAFL, among other entities that he's a member of. I heard there was a little squabble out there. It's interesting when people do well, how many people jump up and try to claim those people. Whatever. All I could say is he is a member of the EAFL, and he probably is associated with other leagues and organizations, and that's everybody's right. But he is in the EAFL Major League right now, and he's also the winner of the Canadian MC Regional and gets a trip to Turks and Caicos for his win. So, you know, congratulations, great job, way to rep the online community. And certainly we appreciate any representation at EAFL that Primetime Surfer may have done. I've actually spoke to him on headset several times, and really good guy, really cool person. So, you know, congratulations. And Joro, who's also a member of the EAFL Major League, I believe made it to the Final Eight. Someone can correct me on that, but I believe made it to the Final Eight. You know, again, just good representation, good job. So congratulations to both of them, and congratulations to all the competitors out there. You know, you need to continue to support all of the tournaments. If you want them to continue, then you have to participate. You can't complain and then don't participate in support. So that's critical. So congratulations. We are also expecting the Major League's Super Bowl 32 champion to call in. I had hoped to get the runner-up to call in, but unfortunately I don't think that's going to happen. But right on cue, the Super Bowl champion of season 32, J-Bev, is on. Welcome to the show, J-Bev.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I've lost the Casper, but things happen. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I can hear me in the background, and while I love me some me,
oh,
you may want to turn that down a bit so we're not so we're not confused. So congratulations. This is number three.
Great. Yep. Thanks.
Number three in nine seasons, which is, you know, I don't know that we've had anybody win three in nine seasons. We certainly, as you know, your opponent, the DC Bama, has four, and then another guy who hasn't joined us yet on Next Gen, but certainly dominated our PS2 platform, Dub C, has five. But I'm not sure that any of those two guys won three and nine seasons. So you might be, I have to go back and check the EAFL record books there, but you might be in some exclusive category there. Why don't you tell us about the game itself? I heard it was a heck of a game, one of those games that we all wish we could have seen. So tell us a little bit about the game itself. Who were you? Who was Bama? And tell us how the game played out.
Well, first of all, I was the Texans, and Bama was the Panthers. Bama beat harder people, I would say, to get to the championship. But either way, like, we just exchanged scores the whole entire game. And he would run a lot of screens all game, and I was running a lot of fullback dives out of near and pro. And I was rocket catching a lot. And basically it came down to, like, two or three plays. And he had a 4th and 10 at one point. And I stopped him, and I sacked him for like a 10 or 12-yard loss or something. And then, well, before that, though, he was in man. So I came out in one of my man-beating plays, and he switched to zone right at the end, and I threw a pick. And that's when the 4th and 10 came up. So right after that, I drove down the field 50 yards, had a 38-yard rocket catch to Andre Johnson, and then I punched it in with like 30 seconds left, and then I got him to go four and out. So that was pretty much that. It was a pretty exciting game, though. We only stopped each other once. So, I mean, it was a lot of offense and a lot of good plays by both sides.
What was the final score of the game?
I think it was 24-21. I'm not for sure, though. Like, I know I won by field goal.
Okay. Yeah, I never got the final score because we had to advance the League Daddy season to get ready for the next season 33. So I think you guys were playing right during the draft. So I couldn't get what the final score was, but it sounded like a heck of a game. And what can you say about, you know, here's a guy, and you know, you've played Bama a lot, you've laughed with him, you know, we all, you know, hung out in Philly at the Madden Challenge and stuff, and, you know, what can you say about Bama and his level of gameplay?
Oh, every single game that he plays, like, he always has something different that's, like, completely unique from everyone else, so it's always hard to, like, pinpoint what he's doing. Like, I had just played with him, like, 3 or 4 days earlier, not expecting to actually play him in the Super Bowl, figuring one of us would lose. We both used our teams, and he was running something completely different. And it's amazing how someone can just pick up an offense within like 2 or 3 days and just win a Super Bowl with it, or at least get to the Super Bowl with it. And I don't know, it speaks a lot for how good he is at the game.
Yeah, well, I can't agree with you more. Let me bring in Coach K to the show. I got to come up with another applause. Let's see. What can we do for Coach K? Let's see. We have Coach K here. What can we do? We can do this one for Coach K. How about that? Or actually, what we could do is, and introducing Coach K. There we go. I like that one. All right. Welcome to the show, Coach.
You didn't give me the frying bacon?
You want the front? All right, we'll get. Yeah, I like that. But you know what? Just for you, Coach. All right, there you go. There's the frying bacon. Well, welcome to the show, Coach.
Hey, what's going on, G? Congratulations, Bev, again.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and you know, I think that as we celebrate J-Bev's third Super Bowl, I would be remiss to not acknowledge Bama's consistency in the EAFL. Here is a guy who, you know, over 30 seasons, you know, probably you can count on one hand the number of times he did not make the playoffs. Consistently makes the playoffs, consistently has winning seasons, no matter what team, has the only undefeated season, 19-0 undefeated season the EAFL has ever seen. And like J-Bev said, you know, always tries to change his game and stays competitive. And, you know, I still call him the best we've ever had in the EAFL. He disputes that, but that's what he's supposed to do. You know, I can say it. So I want to kind of recognize him in his level of play. But you know, J-Bev, you know, you have now become one of the more dominant guys in the league. When we look at what you've done in the league, when we look at what you've done in tournaments, you know, I know it's, you know, it's not politically correct to toot your own horn, but you know, is there anyone right now who's playing at a higher level in the EAFL than you?
I don't know about, like, that personally, but, like, I know there are people given any game that can beat me, just like Casper just did a second ago. And Cole is actually playing right now. Like, he's playing real well. He just beat Russ twice. So my little prodigy could end up being better than me. So he's got a better team than me, so who knows, he could end up winning this season.
Well,
on a consistent basis. Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to go ahead. Say what you're going to say. It sounds like what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, on a consistent basis, I like myself over just about anybody in the league.
Yeah, and you know, I think you sold me when you took out the boys and the Philly MC. You did beat them, right? I had to go back and
yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah, you did beat him. Okay, I had to think for a minute. Like, did he win that game? Yeah, he did win that game. I thought the boys would win based on having more tournament experience. And, you know, you actually came back and won. And actually should have beat, was that Steve-O you were playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually should have won that game, too. So once I saw that, I said, okay, here's a guy who, you know, is a heartbeat away from making a national name for himself if he can just get out to more tournaments and continue to play on that level. I think you're right there. I think you're right there, you know, to be possibly one of the next big thing, if you will.
Actually, I had a question for Jay Bev. I know, T, you mentioned that that, you know, that the boys had, you know, like tournament experience and so on and so forth. But I'm not sure, Bev, how many challenges or how much tournament experience you had before that challenge. But, I mean, could you go into did your EAFL experience kind of help you, you know, with your limited tournament experience to get that far?
Yeah, like last year I only went to one tournament. That was the Indianapolis Madden Challenge. And, like, I had been in the league for, like, the first season, but I didn't really think it would help me with my game, so I quit so I could, like, focus more on the Madden Challenge. I ended up only getting to, like, the fourth round there. And then I started talking to the boys in Bama and people that would beat me in the league, and I was just getting mad at them because they kept beating me. They just told me to come back, and then it would probably help me for next year. So I came back, and I started playing in the league and whatever, and I started doing real good, and that kept me encouraged to keep playing the game. And then this year, I guess I'm doing a lot better. I mean, I got to the Final Eight in Philly, and I've won two or three local tournaments, and I'm actually the second best player in Ohio right now, according to the GameStop tournament that was in our state.
Wow.
So.
Wow. See that?
Well, that's great. And now, you know, should you win, or let me rephrase that. When you win a regional MC, are we going to have another dispute on, you know, who you're repping and where you came from? So.
I don't think there's any question at all that I'll be repping the AFL.
All right, that's what we like to hear. let me get this. I missed a Skype caller. I don't know if you're still out there, Skype caller. I was in the middle of talking with Jay Bev, and I saw you there, but couldn't get to you. So if you call back, I'll make sure you get on the line. So. Whoever the Skype caller is, please call back. Make sure that you get on the line. Let's see. We have an 804 phone call. 804 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's going on, Commish? This is Business First. I'm new to the EAFL. I'm in my second season in Europe. But I've been listening to y'all show for about the past 2 weeks. This is the first time I caught it live. It actually gets me through my day at work. After lunch, I put y'all show on the archive shows, and it gets me through. But
nice.
I just wanted to go ahead.
That was nice.
Oh, I mean, I've talked to Coach K when I first got in the league, and he seems like a real cool person. And it just seems like the EFL is a good place to get better, and it does make your game better by running into the different types of schemes and everything. But I just wanted to talk about the issue that Bobby Storm and Rod had, because me and my little brother just started a tournament company this past week or whatnot. Well, the past few weeks we've been throwing local tournaments, but we just threw our first tournament the same week that they had issues. I didn't know anything about the scheduling controversy, but my reasoning for throwing my tournament was because I was trying to catch the college students before they go home. I talked to Bobby before, and I just want to get Virginia on a national level. And, I mean, our tournament was pretty good. We had 46 turn out, and out of the 46, at least 25 or 26 brought back in. It was like maybe a 10-hour tournament. It turned out really well. And I figured that y'all would be a good place to network, because since y'all do know a lot of people in the Madden community.
Sure. I think that for a first tournament and you being relatively new to that scene as far as an organizer goes, to have almost 50 compete and then half of them buy back in, I think that's, you know, you did something right there. You know, that's not bad at all for a first staff. So what are your, you know, you're in Virginia.
Yeah, I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. And have you talked with Bobby Storm about possibly becoming, you know, on his list of sanctioned tournaments?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to him about, and I needed to talk to Rod, because Rod been in the game for 5 years that I found out today. But, yeah, I did talk to Bobby about getting sanctioned, and he said he was going to send a group of his people down here to our next tournament, which will be in Super Bowl weekend, the Saturday before Super Bowl. But I actually went a step further, and we got our tournament tape. So look for the YouTube link within the next week or so, because I wanted everyone to see that Virginia has talent and Virginia has tournament capability, because it's nothing but colleges in Richmond, Virginia. The surrounding areas, it's nothing but colleges. So
now the tournament was done the same. So it was done last week.
It was done December 6th, correct?
Okay, so it was on the okay. So we actually, so there was actually three tournaments all done on that particular Saturday. And did you happen to get any of the quote unquote name ballers, any of the guys that, you know, we all know that hit some of the tournaments, the top guys out there? Did any of them are any of them from Virginia, and did they come to your tournament? Or was it mostly just local guys?
It was no real huge names, but we have talent down here that it's just unsung talent, because, I mean, a lot of us, like I said, a lot of them are college students that doesn't have the money to travel from state to state. So that's one of the big reasons why I was talking to Bobby about, as far as getting us sanctioned, so we can get some of the big names down here, and not just to get them down here to win, get them down here to get spanked sometimes. So there's no other way to make a name for yourself by beating somebody with a name.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. So, do you have a name? Is there a name for your group? Is there a name for your tournament? Is there a name? What's
me and my little brother? Our corporation. We have an LLC. We just got our LLC license 2 weeks ago. Our LLC is LAB Productions. L.A.B. Productions, and it stands for Lab, and the acronym is basically Learning Beast. When you lab, you're sitting there, you're learning and trying to become a beast. So, and that's where the idea came from. And, I mean, we have a sponsor, a local sponsor. It's actually a video game store called Play and Trade. They're like a franchise video game store. They have vintage stuff, everything back to the Ataris, to the Nintendos, to the Super Nintendos. So, I mean, it's a nice little store that's, I mean, owned by the GM of that store. And, I mean, we have about six of them in the Richmond area.
They have a location in Jersey, too, right?
Huh?
They have a location up in Jersey, too, right? Because I think I saw them post. Yeah, a tournament.
They're
too.
More so, they're trying to get on the East Coast. They're big on the West Coast, but they're working their way to the East Coast. And, I mean, they're great as far as community-wise. Because, I mean, I just went in there just to see if I can put my flyers for my tournament in his store, and we sat down and got to talking, and it wound up turning into he wanted to sponsor us and back us 100%. So, I mean, we had radio play without having to put out a dime. We had flyers without having to put out a dime. So I just walked into a very good situation, and I think that's why my tournament turned out so big, for it being the first one.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, wow, that sounds good. Are you guys going to just focus? Is it just going to be... You know, where do you see yourself going? Just Madden, just Madden 360?
Of course not.
Are you looking
at
other gaming, or what are you going to do?
We actually want to spread it, because I like the way Rod runs his King of the Couch, because, I mean, it opens the door to so many avenues. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to him and just see, because I never ran a Halo tournament, or I never ran a Gears of War tournament, so I wouldn't even know where to start. But I know about Madden because I play Madden. And my friends like Madden, and like I said, a lot of us can't travel. I went to my first MC this year, didn't do too well, but, I mean, I saw the tournament environment, and I love it. I'm addicted to it. So, I mean, our avenues with our group is not just a Madden tournament throwing. This is just our stepping stone to get to where Rod is, to get to where Billy is, I mean, Bobby. So, I mean... This is just the start. I don't think this would be the last of y'all hear Biz. Oh, my real name's Elijah, but this wouldn't be the last of y'all hear me as far as the tournament thing go.
Now, will you be coming out to Players Bowl?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely going to Players Bowl because I know Players Bowl is like the last big event of the year for Madden. But Virginia, we're trying to have like a $3,000 or $4,000 tournament in April after the Players Bowl. So, I mean, I'm definitely going up there to Players Bowl with a VA crew, LAB, and also Madden Militia is down here. So, I mean, Virginia has ballers, but just like I said, nobody really knows us because we don't have anything big down here.
Wow, sounds good. I mean, and you know, you're talking with the right people, and I think that, you know, if you listened to the show last week, you heard the concern about, you know, the numbers and people really working together to maximize numbers. And so as long as you're talking with Rod, talking with Bobby Storm, and, you know, learning from those guys and working with those guys, then, you know, you're certainly increasing your chances of success. You know, to some degree, I think everyone's always going to be in competition with each other. But as long as it's not direct, same day, you know, I mean, last Saturday was what it was. But I think moving forward, certainly people are going to try to be more aware, you know, because of, you know, Virginia, you know, I mean, could theoretically a Virginia tournament affect a South Jersey tournament? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe not, but it's probably best to really keep working through those guys with those guys. And sounds like you're on your way. Sounds like, you know, you've got a plan and you're serious. And, you know, certainly anything that we can do here as far as publicizing the event or, you know, even mobilizing a little mini crew, you know, we do have some EAFL guys that live in, you know, Maryland, D.C., and even a few in the Virginia area that, you know, might be interested in attending. So, you know, certainly keep us posted, you know, on our message boards or call into the show or, you know, whatever works. And, you know, we wish you well. Sounds like you're on your way.
I definitely appreciate that. Like I said, when I started listening to the show, I was like, oh, this is definitely a great avenue to go through. I haven't found a way to contact Rod. I think he said something yesterday about someone sent him a message on the Madden Lab, and I think I haven't tried that way yet, so I think that's the way I'm going to go in regards to contacting him.
That'd
so
probably
so
be your best route.
What was that?
I said that'd probably be your best route. He's good with getting back to people on there.
No, definitely. I appreciate it, though. And I appreciate y'all having me talk. Being as though I'm not a big name, and I just appreciate the time and the ability to get my word out and get my tournaments out. But, yeah, I definitely think that if everybody worked together in the Madden community, especially on the East Coast, we can have the whole East Coast on lock.
I agree. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Call in anytime. And, you know, we'll do what we can. You know, Coach K is a great resource. You know, for every one person I know, he knows three. So he's a great resource, you know, as far as networking and stuff goes. So keep us posted.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all. And take it easy, man.
All right. Thanks for calling in. All right. All right. So you guys heard about, you know, a new entity, LAB LLC down in Virginia. Did their first tournament last Saturday. 46 people attended. I think he said 22, 23, somewhere around there, bought back in. And guy sounds serious, you know, mature brother. Sounds like he's got his head on straight and certainly wants to talk to the right people and heard our show last week and realized that, you know, he didn't want to step on toes. And you got to appreciate a guy doing the right thing and not trying to come in and just take over, but trying to work within the system and, you know, really connect with the right people and make it happen. And, you know, got to respect that. So, let's wish him well. And plus, he's a member of the EAFL on top of it. So, hey, we got to wish him well. All right. We got a call, 570 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is McNair the White Chick from MaddenSchool.com. Don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to talk about a playbook that I'm surprised isn't a lot more prevalent on the online community and in tournaments. And that would be the Washington playbook. I mean, they've got a whole mess of plays and formations, a lot of good zone breaking, short passing plays for people who like to move their way down the field. I mean, I know it doesn't have the bells and whistles of playbooks like the New England or Run and Gun, but I mean, I just think that it's got to be one of the best out there, and I really don't see many people in my online experiences that use it.
Hmm. Interesting. Washington Playbook. All right. So Madden community, what do you guys think? The Madden School is saying that the Washington Playbook is underutilized. I would imagine, I haven't used it at all, but I would imagine, knowing a little bit about the pro team and their playbook and very much a West Coast offense, that the playbook is certainly let's get the ball up and down the field style of play. But you know, I'll put it out there to the community. Has anybody used it? I mean, what do people think? I mean, we have quite a few Redskins fans in the league.
I mostly use it with Tennessee, but occasionally I use the Colts or Steelers as well.
I think Tiki uses Washington. I don't want to blow up a spot or anything on that, but I think he uses the Washington Redskins playbook.
Okay. Bev, J-Bev's still with us. Appreciate you staying on with us, and certainly one of the better ballers in the league. And then, as we discussed earlier, have you looked at it at all, J-Bev? Is that something you're familiar with at all, or are you running to it now to check it out?
No, I've looked through like all the playbooks like once or twice, and I pretty much noted the playbooks that I thought looked different from the rest of the playbooks. I didn't really notice anything in the Washington playbook that stood out to me as something that I'd want to run. I ran it back in 07, but it's a lot different now. So,
yeah, the main thing I like about it is the dink and dunk and the running style that you can use with it really control the ball against your opponent. But I guess it really depends on the style of play that you like to use.
Now, would you say, and any one of you three can actually comment on this, would you say, I mean, you know, we're certainly talking about the EAFL as a league, but then we talk about tournament play, and certainly there's some similarities, but there's also, you know, you can milk the clock in a tournament play, two-minute quarters, generally speaking, so there is some differences there. When you're selecting a playbook, you know, what do you look for? Are you looking for... And I've had this conversation with Bama many, many times, and he looks for certain plays. He kind of knows the formations and plays that he wants, and when the new game comes out, he starts scouring the playbook looking for plays. So, what are you guys doing? Are you looking for certain plays, or are you starting with a playbook and then creating a system, or, you know, what's the rationale there? I don't care.
I'm a Tennessee Titans fan. I mainly use them online for, I'd say, three-fourths of my games. And throughout my Madden career, I've mostly been an I-formation kind of guy, even though I like to mix in some single back. I'd probably say I run maybe 30% single back right now. But I did use the Titans playbook in 08, but when I looked at it in 09, I really didn't like it that much. So I went on the VG guide that I had, and I wanted to find a good playbook that had a lot of I, but still had some single back, some other stuff. I also wanted to run the split backs to use White and Chris Johnson, have both of them out on the field at the same time, able to utilize both of them. And I just settled on the Washington playbook because I think it fits my style of play and has quite a bit of different formations that you could utilize.
Okay. Anybody else? Kev or Bev?
Okay.
No, you go on. Go first, champ.
All right. When I look through a playbook, I pretty much only look for one thing, and that's like the most dominant formation that I can use that looks like it can tell if you can tell if they're man or zone just by running the play. Last year I ran trio, and you could tell if they're in man or zone. I developed my whole entire offense around that, just that one formation. And this year I ran far tight twins, and you can tell if they're in man or zone. And I just look for a formation that has enough man beating, enough zone beating, and enough running plays to where I can keep my opponent off balanced, but actually have a certain scheme around it. And then I just look for other plays in it that are money.
All right.
Okay. Kev, any comments?
And, well, me, I basically look for a playbook that has the best combination of that formation that has the best combination of inside, off tackle, and outside running plays. And then after that, you know, then I work from there. Then I, like, you know, okay, you know, you can always use hot routes and everything like that to kind of like adjust the plays, to adjust the plays from then and there, and then you can find some good shotgun plays for some, you know, third and long situations and so on and so forth. So, yeah, like my thing, my most important thing is got to set up the run first.
Gotcha. And, yeah, I think probably – yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm a run first kind of guy too. I mean, I just think it's a good playbook because it has a good variety of outside runs and a lot of different formations. I think my run percentage is about 59-60-ish. And I think, I don't know. I mean, I guess it really depends on your style of play, but I'm just saying I think it suits me well, and I've just surprised a lot of other people who use a West Coast style of offense aren't using this playbook.
Well, I think one of the most important things with any playbook is practice.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Practice, man. I mean, how silly is that?
All right, well, maybe not practice then. Maybe not. Maybe that is kind of silly. But my system of selecting playbooks is pretty much eeny, meeny, miny. All right, I'm kidding. I don't have a system. I have plays that I like that I'm comfortable with, and I go through, you know, I look at playbooks and I look for certain plays. Kind of like Bama, I'm just not as good as Bama. And I also take into consideration my knowledge of pro football. I think I have a very extensive knowledge of pro football and what the NFL teams do in the schemes, and knowing that the playbooks are pretty much based off of the real NFL play. They're not 100%, but they're pretty doggone close. I like to watch a lot of what the pros do, and you know, when I see particular plays that work, I try to say, okay, well, you know, let me see if I can find that in their playbook and or in a similar playbook. You know, but based on my record, it doesn't really work, so maybe I'll have to change my style. All right, so what was your name again from the Madden School? I can't keep all you guys straight. Now, what was your name?
Nair to Wojciech.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling in, and if anybody else has any comments on the Washington playbook, give us a call and tell us what you think. And once again, another shout-out to the Madden School. Thanks for the participation.
Sure, thank you. And, thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks for calling in. All right, take care.
Good evening.
All right, you too. I also want to quickly just shout out to a gentleman. He didn't actually tell me his name, but he hit me up online real quick and just said that actually I can read the quote, but he said that he loved the show and that he was addicted, and you know, just wants to know that he's there for us if there's anything that they can do. So apparently he was the founder. He's the founder of the Madden School. So he hit me up on AIM. So thanks for those kind words, and, you know, we'll certainly keep in touch. All right, we have a 774 phone call. 774 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
It's Z Farles here.
Z Farles!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going good. Thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts?
You know, I just got a couple things here I wanted to bring up. I apologize for my Season 3 lack of activity. That's not what you guys have come to expect from me over the first two seasons. I've been pretty active. But just the whole economy thing and work, trying to take care of some other things in my life, you know. I'm a student loans and stuff like that, so I haven't been able to play as much Madden as I've been accustomed to. So sorry about the inactivity here.
Are you still in the league?
No, I sent it into Coach K. I just didn't want to hold anything up, and
okay.
I'm going to do my best to get back into it. But
okay. All right, no problem. You know, anytime anybody steps down, frankly, we like people to finish the seasons. If you start it, we like people to finish it. I'm not going to lie. But if you step down and left enough time for someone else to take the team and finish, then, you know, all is well. So.
I had to dump my home internet, so just it was a messy so. But so I just wanted to call, issue congratulations to JBev.
Thanks.
And we met up at the Philly tournament, and he seems like a good guy. Him and Gibbs are pretty pretty close, and we've had some good wars on the boards. So good to see him at the level.
Eskib's a jerk. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Hey, you won't get any argument from me. I lived with that kid for 2 years, and he smells.
Yeah, we've heard some of the stories. Even when we didn't want to, we heard them.
Yeah, so we like to have fun, but I just think it's a great league, so I apologize there. But just wanted to bring up the Madden Bible. Heard you guys done a little talking about it. And just think it's a good place, good site. Actually uploading some new content to it right now, and that'll be available up on YouTube, and I can link you guys to that. Basically, we're running a lot of the running gun still. Gibbs has all the stuff that he runs, but he's really counting on this player's ball. He's a freak, so he really wants to do well, I think, before he releases his stuff online. But we do have some new stuff. It's good to get people interested, and it's also a good way that I've been contacted through a lot. And then kids want a lab, and they ask me how I get better. I tell them about the EAFL, so got a couple guys waiting on contacts for that, so it's a good way to bring people over to the AFL. I tell them it's a solid league, and if they want to play, that's the place to go.
Sure.
Well, we appreciate that, and certainly, we're trying to use the show as a platform for, pretty much anything. I guess I should preface it, legitimate Madden, sites or crews or forums or tournaments or anything out there, we'd like people to come on and go ahead and promote. I guess probably the only thing we probably would frown upon is another league coming on and promoting their league. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe even we can do that to some degree if it's a sim league or something that's not in direct competition. But, I remember talking with Eskibs briefly a while back about the Madden Bible before you guys actually launched it, and it sounded like you guys had the foundation for something pretty solid. So, good luck with the site. And like I said, if there's anything we can do, to help out there, we'll certainly try to support, the endeavor.
Now, speaking of, the crews that we're talking about here, there's a crew inside the EAFL, and I think they go by PTH. And now, I'm not 100% sure what that stands for, but they do actually have some pretty good ballers. I spent about a whole season dissing them, and then one of them beat me in the playoffs, so I can't really talk too much anymore. But now on the boards, we've been issuing a challenge back and forth, but it's kind of just been a fun thing so far. But we do have a couple guys, me, S. Gibbs, and hopefully... We don't really want Brian 87. He's in EAFL too. We don't really want him, but he is one of our buddies, so we kind of have to let him play. Take on maybe Coltrane, J Bev, and I think he's got one other guy in a nice friendly interclan matchup in the EAFL. So J Bev, if you're still on the line, how do you feel about a challenge?
Yeah, we're down. We're the one that issued it, so. We'll destroy you guys. It's all right, though.
All right, man. Okay, guys. I just wanted to call and let you know that the new content is coming up on the Madden Bible, and appreciate the show and all you guys do for the Madden community, and hopefully we can see you at the Players Bowl or next year at the Madden Challenges.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds good. Steve Arles, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good
night. You too. and we appreciate the call. And, as the dictator and the the guy that has to be the bad guy all the time. Remember, anything that has to do with intra-league clans or battles, as long as they don't interfere with league gameplay, no problem. But I gotta preach. Don't have people doing these clan battles and not playing league games, because it's hard enough to get people to play their games. So, but if guys are on top of their league games, go for it. Let me also take a moment. I got hit up by I got to look his name up again. I apologize. Clutch Joyner from the Brotherhood. You'll find the Brotherhood on the Madden Labs forums. I've seen their posts and stuff. They're a crew, and he just hit me up and likes the show. Appreciate the good words. And also would like to connect with Elijah down in Virginia. So, Elijah, if you're hearing this, you could, you know, maybe catch me on Instant Messenger, EAFL Commissioner on AOL, or send me an email. Let me know how people, if people want to get in touch with you about your tournaments, what's the best way for them to reach you? How do you want to be reached? You know, if there's a website or a cell phone or, email or all of the above, shoot me that contact information because, clearly, you know, there's people that are going to be interested, and we certainly want to have that information handy. So, get that to me when you can. I would appreciate it. And again, the Brotherhood, thanks for listening. And like I said, I've seen you guys posting on TML, and certainly you guys are doing some things out there at the tournament. So I'm sure the EAFL will be crossing paths with you guys at some point, and may the best man win. And we got a call from a 773 area code. So 773, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up? It's Vince.
Who is this now?
It's Vince.
Oh, Vince! Hey.
The only 773 number you know.
it's been a while, man. You know, you were vetoing us for a while. I guess when I sent you that friend request on Facebook, you said, all right, me and Commish cool again. You know, that's my man, that's my brother. Okay, it's cool. You know,
with school and all, it's been hard to get a chance to call into the show, especially on weekdays. You know, so
yeah.
But I finally found some time, you know, to call in and want to congratulate Bam on the Super Bowl win. He running past me now. What's that?
Well, you know, first, thanks for calling in. Appreciate the support. And, the other thing is I think that you can speak on, you know, something that I've noticed this season, well, probably last season and then this season, it has been increasingly difficult, hasn't it, to actually get into or get back into the major league.
Oh, yeah, it is. I was hoping just to get into, one of the minor leagues, and then I can't even get into one of those. So,
we'll get you in there. We got Coach K on the phone, and we'll throw you in there with Coach K. He'll take good care of you. We'll get you in there. I mean, you know, we got to respect our former Super Bowl champs and get do a little something for you.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, since we have Vince on, we have Coach K, and we still have J-Bev. You still there, right, Bev?
Yep.
Beth's sitting there saying, man, I said I'd call in. I didn't say I'd stay. Damn, I'm stuck now, Let's take a minute and just go through, because I didn't do a show Sunday night. I figured one of two things would happen. I would either be too happy or too pissed off to do a show, and it turned out I was too pissed off after, we'll do some football shortly, but after my Cowboys just gave that game away, there's no way I could keep my focus. But let's take a minute now, and we did the draft was done Sunday night, season 33 we are in the major league, and I believe this now makes I believe we just hit 85 seasons. I have to go back and count, but I counted it last week, and I believe we just hit 85 seasons of Madden, or I'm sorry, of league play, including the NCAA league, which I'm going to want Coach K to talk about again since we've got that going. But I'll double check it. But we're closing in on 100 seasons pretty quickly. So you talk about consistency, you can't beat that. But anyway, season 33 now. The draft was done. And I'm gonna steal a little bit from Bama, who was kind enough to put some talking points on the message board, forgetting that we actually have a radio show where talking points might make better sense. But some things that he noticed going into season 33, Jeezy and S. Gibbs in the same division, Bama and J-Bev in the same division, Russ Bus lost his first game, a lot of old-timers are back, Time to Shine, Roll Too Tight, Go Vols, and Killa. Yo Mama, who has made a name for himself in the league with the Jags, and you look at Yo Mama, you look at the Jags, and you say, you know, is it possible that he could be dominant this year with the Jags? So with all of those things that he said, let's now take a look at the first couple of days of EAFL 360, the major league, and season 33. And let's just take a look and see where things are kind of shaking out. I'm going to start over in the AFC and look at the AFC East and look at Wingman with the Jets at 1-0. Casper, who just upset J-Bev with the Bills, and Casper's at 3-2. Lance with the Patriots at 0-6.
Wow.
I'm a little surprised at that. And Fastball, and let me congratulate Fastball. I believe he won Coach of the Year, and he also made the playoffs. So congratulations to Fastball. First time in a long time that he's seen the playoffs. So congratulations to Fastball, season 32. So we've got Wingman at 1-0 with the Jets, Casper with the Bills, 3-2, Lance at 0-6, and then Fastball. I don't know, guys, any comments on that? I don't know if you want to – I mean, I don't know if picking division winners now makes sense or not, but anything stick out at you with the AFC East?
Looks like Casper's going to dig it.
Yeah, I agree, Casper.
If Casper doesn't win that, I told him I'm going to make fun of him for years after he just beat me. He's pretty tough, so.
Yeah, I mean, if he beats you, he certainly should have the inside track. I'm a little surprised at Lance at 0-6 with the Pats. I did that, but I suck. So I thought he was a little better than that. So we'll see where he goes. And Fastball has yet to play a game, so we'll see if Fastball can, get himself back in the playoffs again. All right, AFC North, we have Keegan Brick with the Bengals, and he's 2-2 right now. Time to Shine and the Ravens, and in case people don't know, that's his team. Time to Shine, 52-52, is for Ray Lewis. He's a huge Ravens fan. A little surprised at him being 0-3 with the Ravens. He hasn't played in the major leagues in a while, so it could just be he's just not back up to this level of comp yet. Tiki's with the Browns. No games played yet. Peter Cadillac with the Steelers, no games played yet. Any comments, guys, on the AFC North?
I'd like Tiki to win this division.
Okay. I'd probably go with Tiki, although Keegan Brick's always a solid competitor, so can't ever count him out there either. AFC South. Jurski rhymes with Brewski with the Titans, and he's at 3-1. My good buddy, my good friend, my brother from another mother, Go Vols with his Colts, and he's a huge Colts fan, and he's at 2-1 with the Colts. Yo Mama with the Jags, and Bama was questioning whether Yo Mama might be able to go 19-0 with the Jags. Well, it's not going to happen. He's 4-3. And the Canadian MC regional champion, Primetime Surfers, at 0-1 with the Texans. Any comments, guys?
I think Vols and Drewski played a game because it looks like Drewski's at 3-2 now and Vols is at 3-1 now. So it looks like Vols is coming back to his old form.
All right, let me refresh the page here. And you are right. I had the page open from before, so go ahead.
After your mama's slow start, I don't know. I think I see Govo's pulling this one out.
Yeah, and not to call out Little Balls, because I would never do that, but I did get your complaint, Mr. Balls, and while I fully agree with your complaint, what happened in that particular game is not against the rules. I agree with you in theory. I think you're 100% correct to be pissed off, but, you know, guys that run up scores in the league, it's not against the rules. It's distasteful. We don't like it. And what I would suggest is go to the message boards and let the community know. The EAFL has a strange way of self-policing itself when guys run up the score unnecessarily. So that would be my suggestion. But as far as, you know, the league, we don't you know, it's allowed. So, all right, AFC West, the Coltrane protege of J-Bev. Came in much hype to the league, didn't do much last year, but starting off strong with the Raiders at 3-0. Russ Buss, a bit surprising with the Chiefs at 3-3. Chiefs are not a very good Madden team. In my opinion, they've never been a good Madden team as long as I can remember, although they were pretty fun to play with when Priest Holmes was back there. But, you know, beyond that, I've never thought of them as a good Madden team. But 3-3 for Russ Buss. My other good friend, Strife, with the Broncos at 0-1. And upstate New York, Will, with the Chargers. Got to say, I'm a little surprised he's sitting at 1-3. So, Bev, let me ask you. Your buddy's at 3-0. Do you think this is his year to make some noise?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He just beat Russ Buss back-to-back earlier today. So, I think if he can beat him back-to-back, then I'm pretty sure that he can pretty much play with anyone.
All right. You heard it from J-Bev. He thinks that Coltrane's definitely going to be a force to reckon with down the stretch, AFC West. So, great. All right. Moving right along, we're going to jump over to the NFC, my favorite division, the East. Snip Fox with the Skins at 3-1 in command of that division right now. Grimace, Eagles at 1-3. Bad Boy with my Cowboys at 0-0. Rye Dog with the Giants, 0-0. Any thoughts?
I like Rye Dog by a lot. He hasn't played any games yet, so, you know, once he gets going, he should win this division easily.
Actually,
he likes the Giants, doesn't he? Isn't he a Giant user generally? Doesn't he like to rock it with Plaxico?
Not
I don't
sure.
know.
Okay. Is Plaxico even still in the game?
Yeah, he still is.
He's still there? Okay.
I like right. Snipe Fox to win that division, though. He would beat me. I would beat him by one.
Hmm.
And that's his one loss. He beat Keegan, too.
Wow.
Okay. That'd be interesting. All right. NFC North, Philly style, Detroit Lions, 4-0.
Wow.
Got to be impressed with that. Let's see who he's got in his division. Dirty Burner, a.k.a. Sangrado at 2-4. I was shocked to find out that Sangrado is 16, 17 years old. I was shocked. I gotta give the guy credit. He certainly doesn't conduct himself like he's 16 or 17, and no disrespect to the 16 and 17-year-olds out there. But I was shocked to find out he was that young. But he's with the Bears at 2-4. The Master Ace with the Vikings at 0-5. Kind of surprised there. Killer with the Packers has not played a game yet. Gotta say, Philly style at 4-0 with the Lions is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Philly style is strong. He's been strong since he's been in the majors. Some people underestimate him, but yeah, he's strong. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I agree with Coach K. I see Philly style running away with this one, only because Killer, you know, he isn't too adjusted. He isn't back to, you know, that level of the competition on the majors yet. So, yeah, Philly style.
Okay. All right. NFC South, we've got the boys with the Falcons, 2-0. S. Gibbs with the Bucks, 2-1. Joro, no games played, got the Panthers. and our good friend Coach K with the same no games played yet. Can Coach K Reggie Bush them or what? any predictions, Coach K?
Bush for MVP. He's going to get more than 2,400 yards this season.
All right. Bush for MVP, more than 2,400 yards. All right. Vince, who do you like in this division?
Oh, yeah, you would ask me. It's a tough one. I'm going to go with the boys. I will, because I think S. Gibbs running his mouth a little bit too much. No offense, bro, but, yeah, I like the boys in this. So I got the long-time vet for this division.
Okay. J-Bev, what do you think?
I don't know. I think that's probably the hardest division in the entire league, except for maybe the AFC South. And to be honest, I'll go with the upset pick and say Joe Rowe wins it.
Okay. And, Coach K, I'm not going to ask you if you think you're going to win the division. I'm going to ask you an easier question. Will you win a divisional game?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that is a tough – you got no gimmies in that division. You got – I mean, those are three – tough opponents, so that's why I asked, do you think you can come away with a divisional win?
Yeah, the boys in the Eskies were in my division last year, and I split with them, too.
Okay. But was it this? What division was it? I don't even remember where you were.
It was NFC West.
Okay. All right, well, let's see. Let's see if you can do it. All right, and finally, NFC West. Another interesting division. We have the competitors from season 32 Super Bowl. J-Bev and Bama are in the same division. Seahawks with J-Bev. J-Bev is starting off strong as usual, 4-1. Bama with the Rams, 2-0. And then we've got Roll Too Tight, believe it or not, former Super Bowl champ, 0-1 with the Cardinals, and Chargers for Life. With the 49ers, haven't played a game yet. Bev, you know, you got Bama in that division, you know, and you actually have two former Super Bowl champs in that division. I got to be honest to say, I don't know that role, you know, is as good as he was in the PS2. But you know, what do you think? You and Bama haven't played a divisional game yet. So what do you think?
I think that if I could split with him, It really just matters, like, who wins the more in-conference games, because I have a feeling that me and him are both going to beat Roll Too Tight and Chargers for Life both times. So pretty much just comes down to who wins the two games that we played. And if they're anything like the Super Bowl, I guarantee we'll probably split. So.
Okay. All right, let me get this caller. I have an idea who it might be. 401 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, T? It's Breakdown.
Breakdown.
What's up, man? I just wanted to say what's up to my new league, man.
Well, welcome.
It was tough, man, down in the E, but Bev held his own. I've been lagging with Bev all last season, and we had the Texans looking real tough.
Aha.
Yeah, Texans got to stand up together. Steve Slayton's a monster, man.
Well, that's good. So you're still sitting in Europe right now?
Yeah, unfortunately. But somehow I picked up the Saints, and I don't really know how. But I'm okay with that.
Well, okay. And any predictions this season? What do you think's in store?
I'm gonna be the first repeat champ, man. First repeat champ. I'm calling it.
Casper almost did that.
Yeah, almost. He was sitting at 12-0, right? And he got called up.
Yeah, I think that was right. Yeah. Yeah, although in fairness, you know, guys are getting called up a little quicker back then, and I'd say the level of comp in Europe then was not as stiff as it is now. To do it now would really be a feat. It's stepped up a bit, you know, because guys are staying down there longer because guys in the majors aren't just giving up their spots, and so. You know, to do back-to-back down there would really be, I think it'd be more of a feat. No disrespect to what Casper accomplished, you know, winning one and then, you know, going undefeated until he got called up. But I just think it's a little bit of a different day in the minor leagues today. I mean, you know, I don't know. Kev, what do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of tough competition there, man. only one person can move up each season, so, you know, the killers stay. And I got Hoorah on my division this year, and he's always tough, so that should be interesting. If the Saints could tackle Adrian Peterson, I might have a different record right now, but Adrian Peterson does that to you, so. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. I think it's going to be me and Mash in the Super Bowl when it all comes down to it. And we had a good, we had a real good divisional playoff game in the last season. But he seems like he's running the ball a lot more. Hit me up for that first place spot on the average per game. Reggie. I'm going to be saying it all season long, man. Reggie Bush. That's what it's coming down to.
Just what's a politically correct word? Don't be as uninformed as a guy named Southern New Jersey who, you know, for whatever his reasons, quit the promotion game, and then as I tried to talk to him about it, decided that he just would quit the league altogether because. You know what? This why waste time in this free league, as he said to me.
Because this league has no. This league's not respected by anybody, right?
Wow. Yeah, exactly. And you know, what I said to him was, I said, it's funny because you joined the league knowing it was a free league. You played the season knowing it was a free league. you know, you competed for a spot in the majors knowing it was a free league, but now that you lost and quit the game, now all of a sudden it doesn't matter. It's not a free league. And then 2 days later, he actually posted, were there any spots available in a major league? So
yeah, I saw that.
I was kind of surprised at that. You know, it's like, hey, guys, you know, this is the system we have in place. Currently, we don't play for money, and that's just the way it is. And, you know, could that change one day? Maybe. But right now, what we have works. And,
right. Can't flip out.
Yeah, you know. And we have a, you know, Kay, I'll tell you, we have a huge waiting list. And, you know, frankly, when guys talk too much, you know.
Kenny, know your role and shut your mouth because the people's champ is ready to talk.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, you know. Know your role and shut your mouth. So
yeah, I mean, we started the game off and he went for it on a fourth, and I stopped him, and I went and scored. And basically that's how the whole game went after he was telling me that I better get my D up to play him. So I told him okay, and he was running his mouth for the whole game. And comes down to halftime, and he's telling me just to take my win. And I said, man, you can't quit. This is the EAFL. You know, it's against the rules. And so he was like, whatever, just keep playing. Comes down to it, I picked him off again as he's trying to drive, and I set up to kick another field goal, and all of a sudden he quits the game. And I just let Casper know. And I couldn't believe, man, that you would just ruin a chance like that to get into the majors. All you got to do is be patient.
I won't.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't get it either. But then, you know, but then again, what really gets under my skin is when guys want to run back to that lame excuse about it's not for money, it's not for money, it's not for money. I mean, just,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's like that kid that was, who were we watching? We were watching Jeezy play in Philly, and
yeah.
That guy was behind you the whole time talking about, you know, in the streets we play for money, in the streets we play for money. I turned around and said to him, let's play for money, and the kid, what did he do, back away, put his tails between his legs, man?
Yeah, yeah, I won't call him out, but another good. I've got a lot of good friends out there. You know, I mean, at this point, I may have to go to Players Ball with security. You know, I may have some security around me.
Got fastball. So, you can get K and fastball to be your security.
There you go. I can get
fastball.
K
fastball just be walking around saying, "Ask about me."
So, all right, man. Well, hey, Breakdown. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
And you know, you're clearly on your way to the majors, so just bide your time a bit. But we'll see you. Hopefully, I'll get back in there before you get up there, because my Xbox went down, so I am legless right now, and guys don't understand. I mean, you got to think for a minute. You know, you got to really love the game of Madden to put so much. You know, Kay will tell you. It is for the love of Madden that we do everything we do. And then you take Madden away, And I'm sitting there going on the message boards, listening to all you guys. That's why I went into the draft Sunday night. I didn't even say anything. I'm like, man, I got no team. You know, I'm supposed to get the first pick. I suck, you know.
Definitely a lot of people got respect for you for that, though. It's not like you don't have a busy life as it is. You know, you do a lot for the league, man.
Well, I try, but you know what? The reason I do it is because I love the game. And you know what? No matter what people may say about me, I love my league. I love everybody in my league. I really do. I think that, we are a bit dysfunctional at times, but we're family, you know, and that's what counts. So, you know, as long as guys continue to participate and show some love to the league, We'll do this. I mean, I'm only 21 years old, so you know, what's so funny, man?
That's strange. I didn't know they let 21-year-olds into the
over
30
bracket.
You look 18.
Wait a minute.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Man, don't. I said I was 21. I'm 21, man. But anyway, all right, man. Breakdown. Appreciate you calling in, man. And
right, have a good
see
night.
You major soon. Yeah, take care. All right. And I guess I should, just because it's the right thing to do, I should recognize that, you know, the sound effects are courtesy of Govals. Govals does a show. We've had a lot of conversations about his show. And as he tried to improve his show, he discovered a place to get sound effects. And as a favor, said, hey, you know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this show. You turned me on to the show. And also helped him out on some setup and some things. And so as a thank you, he referred me to this place to get some pretty cool sound effects. And so, you know, these sound effects that I have are because of Govall. So if you guys like him, say, hey, Govall, good job. And if you don't like him, then you know who to blame.
Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Oh, rumble, young man, rumble. Oh!
I've been waiting to do that one, man, Muhammad Ali. All right, we got a call, 443 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up? This is Titan from Europe and PS3.
Oh, hey, Titan. What's happening?
Not much. Just give the EFL some love.
Well, we appreciate that. Now, you're in the PS3 league. Who won the Super Bowl?
Showdown won it. He beat me in the AFC Championship. And then
he beat me with my Lego. Okay, right.
I
knew you had done well. I just couldn't, for a split second, I couldn't remember who had won. So, okay. Good. Hey, what do you think? You've been around, you know, for a minute or so. What do you think about the PS3 league? How do you think it's shaping up?
Well, I was in like in 08, and it was real slow. But since I rejoined, it's much improved.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Prototype and Sick Nasty have done a really good job. You know, and we actually even have a waiting list now for the PS3 league, which we never had before. And now we have a waiting list for it. So, I think it's come a long way. So, but that's great. And you're also in, so you have both the 360 and the PS3 system.
Yep.
Now, what would make someone buy both systems? I'm not questioning it. I'm just wondering if maybe I should do that. What makes someone have both systems?
Well, it all started when I used to play on Gamer Saloon, just on PS3. And then I made a bunch of money on there. So I was like, all right, I can play for money on 360 also. So then I started playing for money on both systems.
So this was a Madden-motivated decision to get both systems?
Yeah.
Wow.
For the most part.
Wow. This is a guy who loves the game of Madden, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate you calling in. What team do you got for this season in PS3?
I'm the Bengals in both seasons.
You have the Bengals in both?
Yeah.
Wow. Which league do you think you're going to do better in?
Well, I'm 4-0 right now in Europe, so I'm doing all right in there.
Yeah. And what about PS3?
I'm actually 0-1 right now.
Lacking. And you don't find it a challenge to go back and forth with the different controllers?
It's not really a controller, but it is a challenge just because PS3 seems slower than 360.
Hey, Coach, is PS3 for 09, are they at 60 frames now?
Yeah, they are, but...
Yeah, yep, definitely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's when you play both, you can tell that it seems a little slower.
Still seems slower, okay.
It does?
All right.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same thing, though.
To me, it seems slower, but...
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, man, appreciate you calling in. Good luck. You know, good luck in on both systems, and... You know, maybe this, even though you're 0-1, maybe this is your year in the PS3 to come back and win it all.
I hope.
Ocho Cinco, baby.
Setting the ground.
I want to give a shout out to MaddenLegacy.com. It's another new site.
MaddenLegacy.com. Oh, my God. We're going to have to pretty much, this is going to become the alphabet soup of Madden. So, you know. We have Madden. Okay. Hey, MaddenLegacy.com. Got a shout out from a member of the EAFL. I don't know your site, but, you know, there's a shout out for you. MaddenLegacy.com.
Yeah, and Coach K, you can feel free to advertise on it.
Okay.
There you go. Coach was like, thanks, man. I was already writing it down, man. I'm in.
there's already four posted with it.
All right. Hey, Titan, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right. See you.
All right.
Take care. All right. Let me just recap real quick here. We've got J-Best still with us.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Vince still with us.
Yep. I'm still here.
And Coach K is still with us.
Okay.
All right. And the phone number is 347-838-9525. As you can see, if you call in, you'll get on the air. If you instant message me, you'll get a shout-out. If you send me an email, you'll get a shout-out. We are here for you, the Madden community, so feel free to call in. You know, someone had suggested a segment, and, you know, this call by... Titan made me think of Titan Up the D and AKA Jamel, and someone had suggested a Where Are They Now segment. Now, I've done absolutely no preparation for this whatsoever, so this could be a complete bust of a segment. But and then I'm going to get back to kind of looking at the league and seeing if we can make any predictions. But, you know, we do have two founding members on the show. And we have another guy who's been here for about 9 seasons, but we do have Vince and Coach K on the line. They've both been here from day one. You know, certainly Jamel, Titan Up the D, and what was his other name? He had another name.
Fantastic, something like that.
Mantastic D.
Yeah.
You know, two-time Super Bowl champ. I'll probably call him, assuming he's still at the same job. I do have his work number and see. But here's a guy who we haven't heard hide nor hair of pretty much since we went next gen. And he won 2 Super Bowls on a PS2 and had a period of time where he was really dominant. And, you know, pretty much dropped off the face of the earth. So there's one guy that I'd be curious to know would he ever rejoin. You guys, can you think of people... you know, that were in the league that we kind of maybe lost track of that you'd be interested to know, you know, where are they now?
Well, Mike and Shane came. He just disappeared.
Yeah,
he ain't been gone long enough for me to be worried yet or me to be curious.
I'm trying to think. What was the name of the guy? He was a day one vet. He had the coach his first season. He used to give Bama good competition. It started with like a J, I think.
Yeah, it was oh my God, he had good D. It was oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. Bama should know.
Yeah, it's at the tip of my tongue. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was just at the top of my head. I can't remember it now.
Yeah, because one of his names was AJ.
Jay Dungy?
Dungy, yeah. Jay Dungy. But he had another name, too, before that.
Oh, AJ Dungy, yeah.
Yeah, but he had another, there was another name before that that we knew him as. And, yeah, he actually, when we were on our own forums, I actually sent him an email, and he actually, done, coach. He actually, let me think for a second. He actually, I sent him an email, and he actually logged into the site and actually said hello, and actually, you know, was really impressed with how we had grown, and just said he really didn't have any time for Madden, but, you know, knew how to get in touch with us, and, you know, if things change, he'd certainly come back. Yeah, and he was pretty good. So that was one guy. And then some of the – was there another one you had, Vince?
Season 6 Super Bowl winner, the young phenom.
Yeah, he was around not that long ago. He was actually since we went 360, he actually came back, didn't do too well, and then, you know, took off again. But he was around. He actually was not that long ago.
Okay.
And I was thinking of someone that was in the league way back, Ohio Exile, and I remember Bama actually ran into him online, and this was when we had our own forums again, and, you know, I don't know, I didn't really talk to the guy, but he was around for a little bit and then, you know, vanished again. Trying to think of who else that we had in the league. You know, a guy that I used to talk to pretty regularly and I've lost a little bit of touch with was Vicky. Or you know, the other Vince, if you will. Vincent NYC, as we know. You know, we, and to some degree we should thank him, because, you know, he said we would never make it, and it was his negativity that motivated me to say I'm gonna prove this guy wrong, that we're gonna create a league that's gonna sustain itself and last. But you know, if there's any others out there, if anybody has you know, guys that were in the league and wonder, oh, okay, Killison, Orton. Yeah, Orton was one who, you know, he tanked some games. We threw him out of the league. He was gone for a while. He came back, didn't play well at all, and then vanished, and that was that. And it was who was the guy, Vince, came back, had the 49ers, went 0-6. But when he was in the league, he was one of the – he was kind of like a time to shine offensively. Oh God, what was his name?
Say that again. He was
one of the best offensive players we'd ever had in this league, and he left, but he came back back when we were on our own boards, and he had the 49ers. Oh my God, it'll come to me.
Hey.
And he what was that?
Killa said that it was a legit baller.
Yeah, that wasn't it. But I mean, I'm wondering what happened to him too. But it wasn't him. Oh my God! I can't believe I can't remember his name. Well, I guess I should prepare for this segment, because there are guys that I'm curious what happened. I can't get his name. I wanna look on the on my instant messenger to see if I see his name in there, but I don't see him. So
like when was he playing, like, you know?
Oh, way back in the beginning.
Okay.
Way back in the beginning. Had great offense. Oh my God, I can't remember.
Did he win a Super Bowl?
No, I don't think he won a Super Bowl. Oh well. All right. So what I'll do is I'm gonna go back into the archives and I'm gonna come up with some names, and who knows, maybe I can even find some of these guys and try to bring them on the next show. and see what they think about the EAFL, and maybe they can tell some old stories about our early days when we were on the EA boards and when we were on using EA's first a premium pass and all of that stuff. So, all right, I think we might have Coach K with a special guest.
All right. Sir, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. So, Coach K, if you want to run with this one, go ahead.
You can go ahead. Feel free, please.
All right. Well, we have Coach K is kind enough to get our Canadian buddy, Primetime Surfer, member of the EAFL, and also winner of the Madden, the Canadian Regional Madden Challenge. So welcome to the show, and congratulations.
Hey, thank you, guys. EAFL, man. Way to go.
You get the sizzling bacon, too. How's that?
Let me first say I want to thank Bama for helping me, like, defend the curl. I want to thank Ross Boss for, like, that tough D he showed us. I want to thank Jeezy, too, like, and all you guys who played against me, like, give me some hard loss, but put me in, like, all those situations where, like, I need to come back or just playing with the lead against some good guys. Like, I really appreciate it. You all made me tough.
Well, you know, and we, first of all, thank you for the kind words. I'm sure all those guys enjoyed helping you prepare, But, you know, I've got the hard question for you before you tell me about the I want to hear a little bit about the tournament itself. But, you know, I sometimes I troll the message boards myself a bit. And there's another league out there that pretty much scoffed at the idea of you being a part of the EAFL, and pretty much, and I guess it is, you know, I know it's a league that you compete in, and they pretty much claimed you and said, you know, that you won the, you know, the congratulations, and they were proud of you as a member of that other league. And a couple of places people put that you were also a member of the EAFL. And, you know, I got nothing against those guys, but I read a quote where the guy actually said, "Are you serious?" And really they scoffed at it. So, you know, what do you think?
Like when I was interviewed, like when like the MC asked me, hey, champion, how does it feel? And what I said, I did say, hey, man, this is for the EAFL and the LEX. Like, I said both of them, but I said the EAFL first. Like, but, I mean, both of you league, like, you just made me better. And, like, I don't think I'm more in one or the other, man. Both are real tough.
Okay. So you'd say it's 50-50 down the middle.
Yeah, I'd say, man, like, well, how can I say, like, I mean, more people, I would say, helped me in the EAFL, but the competition is really tough, and the other one too, you know? Like,
right.
It's more like the other one is more free-for-all and, do what you want and win at all costs. But the EAFL, like, a lot more guys, like, congratulated me from the EAFL, man, and I don't know. I like both of these leagues. I mean, like, I'm in the middle of a big thing, but, like, I did say thank you to...
No, there's no thing. I don't have a thing with them. I don't really pay much attention to what they do. I just happened to be on the message boards and saw it, and I kind of chuckled, and I figured I'd ask you directly. But, no, there's no thing. Whatever thing we had is, you know, I wish them well, and they really don't do... We don't do the same things. They they run 3 or 4 seasons a year. They play for money. And, you know, seems like they have a good following, but much smaller entity. And, you know, I've spoken with the DGC, and I've got no issues. So I don't want to come out of this with anybody saying, oh, here we go again. And these no, I got no issues. I was just curious because the comment was pretty much that you were part of them and really not a part of us, and I wanted you to set the record straight. And I have no problem
with it. Well, man, you will see in the video, man, because like I made sure like to, because like I had like a, I will say it before, like okay, 2 days before the MC, like I had that crazy idea, like I shaved like both sides of my head and I made a big mohawk, okay. And also, like, because Primetime, like, Deion Sanders, my favorite player ever, like, the best corner in the game, like, he played with so much fun. Like, personally, I basically never get mad at game because I keep in mind that it's just a game, and, like, I play it for fun. And, like, I like to watch, like, the real NFL, and every week you see Deion Sanders having, like, the top 10 Primetime play of the week, and he always gets, like, little extra for people who showed class. So what I did is like I put the smoking for the 2 days, and on the smoking, like because I own a sign business, like I have like some tools that you can do like signs, like vinyl. So I put it like in vinyl and gold in my back, like Primetime Surfer. I wrote in the back like LEX, EAFL, and Go Hard or Go Home. But like
all
because
right.
Huh?
I said, oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and because, like, actually, I wanted to have the real EAFL thing. Like, I posted it in the forum. I could have made my own shirt with the real stuff. But that's why, like I said, I really said EAFL first when, like, not Hollywood, not Rico Hollywood, but the other guy, like, on TV. Like, they'll probably do
Curly Top.
Yeah, Curly Top. I said, this is for the EAFL. And then after, like, because I was at the Sky Dome, like, where the Miami and Buffalo was playing, and I was, like, on the big screen. I said, I'm going to win this championship for Canada. And then that old place went just nuts, like, yeah! Because I was a bit crazy because, like, I was with the Bills cheerleaders like when that happened. And, like they said in all the other MC, like, they gave me a false check of 25,000. So everybody was like, wow, it was crazy. Like, after in the street of Toronto, man, I got a lot of people come to me and say, hey, good job, champ. And that was pretty fun. And that was a glory day. It was great. So,
well,
EAFL,
you know,
but,
well, hey, you can rep us both. We certainly don't have a problem with that. You know, we have another guy that, you know, is a loyal member to the EAFL, the boys, a.k.a. Jeezy, and he's also a staff writer for the Madden Lab, and he reps both of us. And so, you know, I don't have an issue there. I'm happy that you did well. I'm happy that we were able to support, you know, your efforts in making you better. And now, hey, man, you got a nice trip to Turks and Caicos coming
yes,
up.
Sir.
I bet you're excited.
Like, I personally talked to Curly Tubb, and he told me that this year, like, what he said is that EAFL had, like, a breakout year out on the scene. He was like, boy, you guys seems to be tough. Like, I see you in many cities, and you all did great. So he was impressed.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we Curly Tubb and I had a quick talk down in Philly, and it seems as though we
careless.
Yeah,
what?
I mean, we had a big crew down in Philly, and you know, I think this is, you know, we're going to continue on, and we're going to just continue to help each other get better and continue to send people to tournaments. And you know, like I said, I mean, you know, you're going down to Turks and Caicos, which is a great island to go to, and you're going to have a great time down there. And on top of it, you know, get to play a little bit of Madden and see what you can do. And who knows, you know, right? Who knows?
Who knows, man? Like, those games are short. So, like, it made, like, what make it good and what, like, what's good for the EAFL, I think, is, like, in the final of this tournament, like, the Canadian MC, I played a guy, like, his gamer tag is Oops Squad Up, okay?
Yep.
And
yep.
He's in the LEX, and he took, a 10-0 lead. And then, like, I don't know, maybe because of the EAFL extra help, I managed to come back and win. Like, I mean, two's
hey.
Better than one.
Hey, sure is. Hey, stay on line for a second here. We have another call. Let's see who this might be. Maybe someone that wants to congratulate you or something. 301 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, T, this is Fish Food from E2 and PS3.
Hey, Fish Food.
Hey, what's up, man?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. Congrats, Primetime. And also, I tried to call earlier, the line was busy or somewhat, but Mantastic D. I actually talked to him at the beginning of the when Madden was released. I had the game a week early. He also got it early. He's on PS2.
Oh, he's still on PS2?
Yeah, I actually bought PS2 as well because I wasn't so sold on the next gen converting over. And, he was on my friend's list. And, yeah, he's having money issues right now, but he plans on converting soon. That's what he told me.
Yeah, he's been in that situation for a while. And I'm not in any way making light of it.
No.
I'm not a believer that he's going to be converting anytime soon. But
yeah, so he said he was going to try to run on the Christmas. Yeah, he was saying around Christmas time or so he was going to try, but he wasn't too sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was just calling to fill you guys in on him because I did talk to him at the beginning of the year.
Oh, okay. That's good.
All right, well, we appreciate the update. I'm going to have to give him a call. Maybe I'll call him at work tomorrow and catch up with him. Good guy, good baller. He is legendary for his Yeah, man. I mean, you get into a war with him and back
hey,
up.
Me and him at the end of the PS2 season, because I was in the PS2 league late last year. We actually had a little rival going the last couple seasons. But me and him were actually kept talking, though, but we had a little thing there for a little bit, but we got over that.
Well, that's good. That's good. Hey, and let me also, since you called in, let me also take a minute to thank you for everything that you've done. You know, you're not a commissioner, but you've certainly stepped up to do a lot of things. And don't ever mistake anything I say to mean a lack of appreciation. I just, you know, we want things to work a certain way in a certain system and to be orderly. And anybody that has the energy that you have and the commitment you have, we want to support. And we want to embrace you. And if there's things you want to do to help the league, instead of you just go ahead and doing it on your own, hey, let's bring you into the fold and let's support what you're doing because everyone will benefit from it. So glad you got to call in so I could at least say that to you directly.
Well, yeah, definitely. I was just, I try to help out the PS3. I think it's a lot of potential there, and there's a lot of tough ballers there, and just trying to get people active on the boards and giving good reads and stuff. But I also understood where you were coming from when I actually listened to the Archive last week because I missed the show. And at first I thought, yeah, you were kind of being a prick on the boards, but then I understood where you came from at the same time. So.
Yeah,
and I understand where you come from, so it's all good.
Sorry,
And it's okay. I can be a prick because that's just what I'm good at that. So.
Yeah, I've learned to accept that as well. So it's all good. But you're also a good guy, and I appreciate what you do definitely. So.
All right. Well, thanks for.
Go ahead.
Frank. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to add a little quick thing. I just want to thank Joe Rowan because we both went together at that Canadian MC. And he made me way tougher than I was. Like, all the game we practiced together, I never won a single one. Like, he beat me all the time and gave me all his tips. And he's coming with me to Turks, so we will represent EAFL.
Hey, man, that sounds great. You know, I'll tell you, I almost went to the Turks and Caicos. Did you know that?
I know, I didn't know.
Yeah, I almost went. Not because I won not because I almost won an MC. I didn't even come close. I never made it out of the second round. But you could actually buy a ticket to the resort. They actually had a deal for anybody that wanted to go down. They had a deal for $314 a night. All inclusive. Do they still have it?
Yeah.
I thought for sure by now they'd sell out. I mean, $314 a night. Only thing you'd have to do is get your flight. $314 a night, all inclusive, is phenomenal because
we're looking into it.
Yeah. It, anyone that can go, maybe hit Coach K. I might even hit you up because I don't know that I still have the flyer.
It's the 11th through the 14th.
Yeah, but you have to actually go to. I think it's the Sandals. I want to say it's Sandals.
No, there's a link. I posted the link in the forums. If you look in the community forums where they congratulate Surfer, there's a link. I put a link there.
Okay,
Beaches.com/Madden.
Say it again.
Beaches.com/Madden.
Beaches, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, because there's a code that you actually need to get the deal. So, but all right, so check that link out. And if anybody, I don't think I can make it, unfortunately. But I was close. I was there. So, all right. Let's see. I got to do some thanks here. I have to. All right. We just had Fish Food. Appreciate you calling in. We'll be talking to you soon.
Yep. Sounds good. I'll plan on calling in more.
All right, take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. And let's see, we're going to also let Coach K let PTS go. Primetime, appreciate everything you've done for the league, and congratulations again. Now you got to come and win the big one in the EAFL now. I mean,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
I mean that, you know.
Thank you very much.
As great as it is to win an MC, a regional MC, and to get that trip, it can't be anything like what it will feel like should you win a championship in the AFL.
That's what Tiki said. Like, he said, it's almost as good, but almost like in the bold letter.
That's right. And so now that you got the little stuff out of the way, now you got to come slay the big dragon.
Right on. So I hope to get that challenge. So have a good night, everyone, and thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for your time. Take care. All right. That was Prime Time Surfer. That was Fish Food. I also want to take a second and really thank everyone in the league. You know, there are times that I feel like I have had to pull teeth to get participation and to get people to really step up and support the show. And, you know, when guys from outside of the league and outside of the show are giving you more love than the guys in your very league, you start to say, well, what's going on? And I got to say, the guys have stepped up tonight to call in and support the show. And I really appreciate it. The league really appreciates it. And, you know, let's keep it up. Let's continue to make this the Madden voice and you know, the voice of the Madden community. A lot of good stuff went on tonight. Madden Bible, Madden Legacy, Madden School, tournaments with Elijah down in Virginia, the Brotherhood, Clutch Joiner calling in or instant messaging me. You know, a lot of good things going on. Let's just keep the momentum up. All right, let's take a quick look. I know I wanted to make some predictions, but we got to take a minute and talk NFL. We haven't talked any NFL tonight, and we've got 3 weeks left. You know, I had a talk with Train today, who will be playing in the Fantasy Football Championship against our very own Coach K. And Coach K, if you win the money, man, I want $5 because it was your win over me that actually got you in over me in the playoffs. And
all right.
And so I want $5, man. I want $5. That's it. I'm gonna get me a Subway footlong on you.
Buy you a beer.
There you go. So Coach K and Train are gonna play this week in the EAFL Championship. It is for money. The split is roughly 2-1, 200 and 100, somewhere in there. I don't have the numbers handy, but the pot's somewhere around $300 and 2-1 or 210 to 110 or something like that. I don't have it handy, but I'll look it up. And so they're guaranteed at least $105, $110, and the winner will win $200-some. So congratulations to both of them for making it. And you know, me and Pimmer both suck because we were the defending champion and runner-up, and neither one of us are in the championship game. So, but I was talking to him today, and he was actually going to try to call in, but we were talking about football. And, you know, the one thing I want to remind everybody, you know, most of the guys that play Madden also are football fanatics as well. And, you know, guys, 14 weeks have gone by, 13 games, 14 weeks. We've got 3 weeks to go. And then it's over. Then it's playoffs and Super Bowl. But for, you know, a large number of you know, for 20 teams, this is it. So enjoy the last 3 weeks of the season, whether your team is, you know, 0-13 like the Lions, or whether your team is 12-1 like the Titans, or somewhere in the middle. Football's winding down. Get it while you can, because it's almost over. That said, there were a lot of exciting games this weekend, a couple of surprises. But, you know, I don't know. Vince, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Let me start with you, because I know that you're a huge Bears fan, and your Bears actually took out the Jags this weekend to improve 23-10, to improve or at least to keep their playoff chances alive. And, you know, the wild card in the NFC is certainly hotly contested. But, you know, your Bears are going to have to win that division to actually get into the – it is unlikely that they'll be able to secure a wild card. So what do you think are the chances? The Vikings are at 8-5 right now, and you're right behind them at 7-6. What do you think? Do you guys have a chance, or what do you think?
Oh, we definitely have a chance. It's just like Lovie Smith said, we got to finish out 10-6. But you know, like in the back of our head, we always been looking up at the scoreboard, seeing if Minnesota lost. So it's just a toss up. If we win out, I'm 75% sure that Minnesota's probably going to lose two more games, which will give us a division.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Coach K, the last I knew, and, you know, I kind of can't keep I'm not 100% sure. I think you're a Jets fan. Am I right?
I like both New York teams, but if I had to choose one, it'd be Jets.
All right. So the Jets right now are in a three-way tie in the AFC East. But based on tiebreakers – They are leading based on tiebreakers. I won't even begin to try to interpret the tiebreakers because it's still 3 weeks to go, so who cares. But right now they're in the lead, so which pretty much means if they win out, they win the division. But, you know, what do you think? Do you think they're going to win the division? Do you think that they're going to falter? They've lost two in a row, and they just lost to the 49ers. So what do you think?
They just lost to the 49ers. I think next week they play the Bills at home. And then they play Seahawks on the road, and then they have their home finale against the Dolphins. The first two games, I'm not too concerned about. They should definitely win it. But the last game against the Dolphins with Chad Pennington, there's a lot of plot lines there. And, you know, I'm kind of nervous about that game. But just to pull it out.
Okay. So you think, is this loyalty speaking, or is this you just think they right now are the best team in the AFC East?
I still think that they're the best team in the AFC East. They just need to get over that fascination with the gadget plays.
Yeah, what's up with the little reverse flips and all of that?
I don't know.
Two weekends in a row. I mean, yeah, man. I mean, it's kind of like watching Madden, you know, like, come on, man. All right, J-Bev, you there?
Yeah.
You got a team?
Yeah, I like the Chargers, and for no real particular reason, just because the Bengals suck here, so you kind of got to jump on someone else.
All right, well, the Chargers are mathematically still in it, based on the fact that they won, and I believe the Broncos lost.
No, they won, but they're still in it.
They're still in it, right. You know, let me ask you this. You're a Chargers fan. This team was 14-2 last year.
I believe they were 12-4. I'm not for sure. Maybe it was 11-5, something around there. I know they didn't get a first round.
Oh
bye.
No, they were 14-2 when Marty was there. My bad. You know, but they certainly had they made it to the AFC Championship game, lost to the Pats. You know. Got a lot of credit. Rivers played with a torn MCL and all, you know, the whole thing with him. And, you know, they come back this year. Merriman's out. You know, is it Merriman's loss that has made this team? They pretty much have all the talent they had last year. So what happened?
I believe it's a combination of North Turner being North Turner, Lorenzo Neal leaving, Sean Merriman not being there, LT being hurt, and Phillip Rivers having to carry the load, which I don't think he's quite capable of doing yet. They've lost a lot of close games, but the secondary isn't nearly playing as well as they were last year. So I think that's the main reason. There's a lot of reasons that they're losing, but, I mean, I think probably the biggest thing is just Sean Merriman not being there. So probably, yeah.
Okay. Got a couple of late callers, so let me see if I can get these guys on real quick. Welcome the one and only BC Bama to the show. That's all he gets because he waited too long to call in. Welcome, Bama.
Hey, what's going on, T?
Right.
I told you I could only call you when it's not too much noise in the background.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, and we also have an 813 call. And who might this be? Welcome to the show.
Killer.
That's kind of what I thought. I know 813 is you or Jeezy, so I wasn't sure which one. Welcome to the show. We only got a few minutes left, but you know, Bama, since you did call in, we kind of beat the Super Bowl to death. But any quick thoughts on your Super Bowl game with J-Bev?
Nah, man, it was just an offensive game. We just couldn't stop each other. So, I mean, we stopped each other once in the fourth quarter, and that was the deciding factor.
All right. Since we kind of shifted to NFL talk, let's bring your perspective in about your Redskins. You know, tough loss to the Ravens. Late comeback, almost. You know, had a chance to come back after being down. They're now 7-6. You know, do you think your team has a chance? I mean, they're certainly still alive mathematically at 7-6, but what do you think?
Nah, they're done. They're already imploding. Clinton is already calling out the coach.
Yeah, I heard that. I was really surprised at that. He was really not happy.
Yeah, and they already lost Samuels for the season, so it's a wrap.
Yeah.
I got them going 9-7.
Do you think that Jason Campbell is the answer at this point?
I haven't really seen too much of him yet because he's always in. I would give him one more year because he's always in a new system every year. It's kind of like learning a new playbook every year. So,
okay.
I would give him one more year. His contract is up next year, so I wouldn't even give him a new contract. I would let him play and see how he does, and if he does well, give him a new contract.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't think he's your answer. It's just, you know, I like the kid. I like him. I like him. I mean, he came from Auburn, and you know, I always try to support black quarterbacks because I just don't, there's a perception of black quarterbacks that I don't really like, so I always try to support them. But I just don't think he's your answer.
Colbert.
That's my opinion. Yeah. Killer, you're a Bucks fan, am I right?
Yes, and last night was embarrassing.
Yeah, 300 yards rushing on a team that prides himself on defense. Chucky didn't get it done. What do you think? You guys are still sitting there right now, 5 seed, you know, for the playoffs. So you're still looking good, but clearly, you know, you'd like to get that division title and get that, get that underneath your belt. What do you think? Right now, you're not. It's not looking good because of that loss last night. I mean, many called that game and said this game is for the division. What do you think?
Well, we got a lot easier schedule than the Panthers do. Panthers got to go to the Meadowlands this Sunday. We still got the Raiders left on our schedule, but I don't know. I think it had more to do with the temperature because Bucks can't win when it's under 40 degrees. As soon as it drops to 40, we stop tackling. We've only won one game. Temperature was under 40 degrees, and that was the NFC Championship game versus Philly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just know you lost to Dallas this year, so that's all I can say. and you know what's embarrassing about that for you guys is you lost to Brad Johnson. I mean,
you lose to Brad.
That's bad. All right. Well, listen. On that note, I want to thank you know, my late callers there, Bama, at least he got his voice on the show, and I appreciate it. I want to thank Killer for getting his voice on the show and for having the only caller to call in with his mom and talk about how Madden has impacted the household. Maybe next week we'll get some more people to call in. J-Bev for offering to call in and actually staying on the entire show. Vince for putting the grudge away and coming back and rejoining the show. I appreciate it. Coach K for everything he does and for getting Primetime Surfer on the show. I want to thank all of you guys for calling in and supporting the Madden Voice. Appreciate all the support. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And congrats to J-Bev on that win.
All right. All right. And let me also thank all the other people that called in and the instant messages and all of the support out there from the Madden community on the show. We appreciate it. And before we say goodnight, you know, I had sent out a publication and said that I would talk a little bit about the OJ trial and the verdict. You know, and every week I'll end the show with some comments on some major sports news. I did want to talk about the De La Hoya fight, but there really isn't much to talk about. He got his butt kicked, and I won't want to say that he should retire, but it was embarrassing to watch him get beat so badly and then to just quit like that. But my thoughts on O.J., back in 1994, the world was shocked when O.J. Simpson was arrested for suspicion of killing his ex-wife and her friend. At the time, O.J. was a celebrated former football star. When they went to arrest O.J., he did what at one time he did best. He ran. Many of us believed he was running from the man, running from a system that time and time again wrongfully accused blacks of crimes they did not commit. The fact that his ex-wife was white made it more believable that he wasn't running out of guilt, but out of fear. I believed. When O.J. was finally arrested and brought to court, it was the story of the century. When he was arraigned, the words he said rang from the hearts of anyone who had dealt with racism, discrimination, and unfair treatment based on things out of their control. Absolutely, positively, 100% not guilty, he said. And I believed. The trial went on for over a year with more twists and turns than anyone could have predicted. You had F. Lee Bailey, the late, great Johnny Cochran, the creator of LegalZoom, Robert Shapiro, Robert Kardashian, better known as Kim Kardashian's father, Marsha Clark, Bill Hodgman, Christopher Darden, Mark Furman and the N-word, Kalo Kalin and the Thumps. It was a civics lesson right on your TV, and of course, Judge Lance Ito. I watched the trial and was introduced to the internet during this time. In the end, O.J. was found not guilty. The press showed white America in shock and black America celebrating. And once again, I believed. He shortly thereafter went to a civil trial and was found liable for those deaths. Only in this country can you be found not guilty of a crime, but liable for the result. I still believed. Over the years, O.J. wrote a book, did a pay-per-view interview, played lots of golf, and fought to prevent perception that he was a man who got away with murder. What he did not do was spend one thin dime to find out who actually committed the crimes, something he promised to do when he was acquitted. I started to doubt. Now, some 13 years later, he was found guilty of armed robbery and kidnapping. He was in jail, or he will be in jail for 15 years, and with the possibility of parole after 9 years when he's around 70 years old. Fred Goldman was in the courtroom for the sentencing. I thought to myself, how can O.J. get a fair sentencing with Fred Goldman in the courtroom? I find it hard not to like Fred Goldman since he lost his son to a murder, but his conduct over the years towards someone that the justice system said did not commit the crime was less than respectful of our court system. While I have issues with them allowing him in the courtroom, it was O.J.'s own words that made me do a double take. I didn't mean to hurt anybody, he said to the judge before sentencing. Wait a minute. You confront someone with a gun who you think stole from you, and you didn't mean to hurt anybody? It was then I realized this man had shattered my faith in retribution, but at the same time, his sentencing has restored it. OJ will be in jail for at least 10 years, and I don't think he will live to see parole. At one time, that thought would have been quite sad, but now it seems appropriate. Ultimately, he got what he deserved. I no longer believe. So with that, I want to thank everybody for the support. We'll be back next week with more from the Madden community, with more from the NFL. Remember to join the EAFL. You just want to go to EAFLmadden.com/join to join. And if you want to check out our forums, we are partnered with our good friends at sportsgamer.com. Check us out at forums.EAFLmadden.com. And once again, remember to join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled on the field. Take care.